We learned that a person may break a barrel to remove the dried figs from therein. And the question is, what kind of barrel are we discussing? The Gemara says explicitly in the Sefer Beit Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, according to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, the barrel is a barrel which is a weak barrel made from mustaki, hanging together by gum. So then, we are lenient. The question becomes, this is a major machloikus in the Rishonim, what about according to the Rabbanim, the Lord of Rabbi Eliezer? Tosfos here says, no matter. Even according to the Rabbanim, it has to be for mustaki. And the simple pshat Tosfos over here is, if it's not mustaki, there's a problem of Shema Yaseh Kli. You may make a Pesach Yom. Why? Because it's a mustaki. Otherwise, it would be us, Hashem Yaseh, it's Kavan Asas Kli. What about Stira? He's breaking the Kli. Doesn't seem to bother Tosfos over here. Whereas in Masechta Eruvin, Tosfos say quite clearly the problem is a problem of Stira, not just Shema Yiskavan Asas Kli. In any event, both Tosfos agree that the Mishnah here talking about mustaki. Either Gemara Shabbos is silent. Alright, you have it elsewhere. The Gemara is silent in the Masechta Shabbos. He's expected to finish all Shas. You get to Masechta Beit, you'll figure out that we have someone who finished Shas here. So we have Kim Abchina. So if you get to Masechta Beit, you'll figure out that the Gemara Shabbos is talking about mustaki. I'm saying, what are you kidding? It doesn't say anything in our Masechta. Clearly, it doesn't require mustaki. Either Gemara says the Masechta Beit, so yeah, the Kondra Abba Lazar. Kondra Abba is not required. And there's a tremendous dispute we spoke a little bit about yesterday. Can we derive from Rabbi Lezer's case to the Rabbanan's case? I should have derived myself to Beitza, and Tosfos over here, and Tosfos in Erevin, and there's a rush in three places. I don't want to go back into that right now because it's going to take a little too long. Let us focus for the moment on the following critical inyanim to understand where we go from here. Very, very, very important. Halacha l'maisa. We should open the Shulchan Aruch and see what it says. What are you pilpling so much? Just open the Shulchan Aruch, right? It should be easy, right? Not so easy. Open up, please. Shin Yud Dalet. Please look up. Shin Yud Dalet. Shin Yud Dalet. Everyone has Mr. Brewer? See what it says? Sifal, ain binyan istira bekalim. Bahani mi li shein a binyan mamish. Kagon chavis, shein a machzek, whatever. Shein nishbra v'dibek shvareh v'zefes. That's mustaki. Then yachol ishav v'likach masha besocha. Okay? Uvil vad. So you have the nakva neck of Yofet, Shiela the Pesach. You can't have them attack in mana. Come to that later. Aval he shlema, also the Shavra, Filu bin and Shaino Sekli, Filu neck of Bialma, also the Gemara Mechadosh. Okay, that's what it says. Let's stop right over here. Don't wait any further. What's clear, as we already mentioned already twice, yesterday and the day before, is Maran Bet Yosef requires mustaki. In fact, the carbon is sana. Maran, what happened to your famous rule? The Rif and the Rambam have the same opinion. Neither of them requires mustaki. Why are you requiring mustaki? That's a carbon is sana's answer, question. We gave an answer. Wasn't my original, I quoted it. That the Rif and the Rambam are not really on the same side over here. They have the same result, but for two different reasons. The Rif holds Ein, Stira, Bekalim, Klal, as the Ran said in the third Torah of Masechta Shabbos. And the Rambam who holds from Stira, Bekalim, Tokea, Eitz, Beitz, and the Marfet, Eitz, Beitz, is Chaya, Bishum, Soser, has a different explanation. Whatever it happens to be, that it's considered, not considered to be a Stira, Gemura, whatever the reason is. Because the Rif, Rambam, for two different reasons, Maran Beit Yosef felt it was inappropriate to follow them against the Rosh, Tosfos, etc., since they weren't united in their front. That's what we answered to answer the Kovah Nisanos Kash. Fine. Rav Balsai, what is unclear in the Shulchan Aruch? Still unclear. We read, and for those that have the Shulchan Aruch, here with the Mishnah Berurah on page 238, the standard page, we read four lines. I'm asking the following question, straight up question, yes or no? Does the Mechaber worry about the Issa Stira if you break a Chavis Shlema? We already pointed out, you can ask it for one of two reasons. Either because Stira, Tosin Erevin, or because of Shemi Asakli, Pesach Yafe, Tosin and Shabbos. Which of the two the Maran Beit Yosef accept here in Sifal? I don't want to venture a guess. How would he say? He starts with Ain Binyan Stira Mikelus. But then he says, that's only Ain Binyan Mamish. Means if there's Binyan Mamish, there is Binyan Mikelus. And if there is Binyan Mikelus, it's at least arguable that the Stira Mikelus. But he never said the Farish Stira Mikelus. It's unclear why Maran Beit Yosef is being mafer over here. The truth is, it's not fair to look at this in a vacuum, Rav Balsai. There are other places where the Shulchan Aruch has spoken, such as Sif Zayin, Rav Balsai. Let's take a quick look at Sif Zayin. Where the Mechaber says, Posacha shal eit shal matchis also lafkia v'lushaber tebekelem nami shayach binyan gamor ustira gamura. Whoa, Maran. Stira Gemura. Where's the source for that? Tosfos and Aladaf. Take a look. We spent time yesterday on the top Tosfos. What are the next Tosfos? We didn't even look at it yet. Matir Mafkia Vachotech. We've been here before. Quite a few weeks ago. But what is it say in the Gemara? Chosolo shel Grogos v'shel Tmorim. Matir u Mafkia Vachotech. That's what you just saw quoting, Rav Balsai, here in the Shulchan Aruch, a similar din, says Tosfos, Omer Rebbe de Me'ahide Erevin, Naflamed Alam Ud Beis, it says in Beis Lamed Alam Ud Beis, Chos Shama Shebekele Matam Afkir V'choteich, Hanish Gon to Kodir B'misna, it's just tied together, tied, you can, it's just a rope's tied, that's not just a wrong thing, so you're allowed to slice it. Ala Posacha Shaleitz, Mishal Matam, Alak, a lock, padlock, made from wood or from metal. Also, the shaber lafkia, you may not break it. With the kashli also, as we saw already yesterday. Why is this erev good? Who b'makom echad beiru b'makom acher? The pshita lei she'ena yochel lafkia posachas. The erev, you lost the key to break the lock. No, can't do it. You may not do it. Caught him in Misna. Okay, it's not so strong. Avodava shukhoza came for Sachas. Lohavi Sharatana kama. Wait a minute, Rav Balsai. Astir b'nei ben Tosfos in the same daf. We just mentioned before, Tosfos over here by Shomer Sachavis is not worried about Astir. What are they worried about? They're worried about Shemi Asakli, but not the Astir itself. And the very next Tosfos, they say, if you break a lock, that's considered an Isastira. Why is breaking a lock an Isastira? And breaking a barrel is not an Isastira. Rabbi said, you learned the Tosfos. Right in front of our noses. How do you answer this kasha? Stira Menei Ben Tosfos. Is this Stira Gemura when you break something or not? When you're breaking the barrel, the answer is no. When you're breaking the lock, the answer is yes. What's the difference? We say a legitimate question. Who thought of the question? This didn't really finish us. Finish this daf. You have to think of all the questions. This is a legitimate question. It's not a question from left field, a side question of a kiyus. It's an understanding of Bnei Obey. How do you read all this? So one possible answer, and I believe, if you look at those, I'm not sure how you look at the Maran Makomas, I'm nowhere near finished. I told you, we're not finished the sugya of opening cans and bottles. That's going to take us at least 3 shiurim, probably 4. And then we have to first start the issue of, Aroshim, we didn't start there yet. That's a whole different issue. These Maran Makomas will last you for a while. I mean, obviously, every day we ask a few new ones. But the general Maran Makomas lasts for a while. But there are a number of sources which I think will be helpful to see right now. So let's take, for example, the Mordechai, which is over here. I think it's Shin Ayin Tes. Give a look, please, in the Mordechai. Shin Ayin Tes. I'm sure the right one. Shin Ayin Tes. Please look. Shin Ayin Tes. Shin Ayin Tes. Take a look, see what it says. Shin Ayin Tes in the morning. In my print, it's on page Chav Beis. Rabbi Lezer Mimitz Pasak, Ein Binyan Estir B'Kelim. Bim Ovad Mafteach Shel Teva. No problem. You shaver also the chatchila. Shaver what? Oso or oso? I'm not an expert in dictogram, Osa. What do you say? Oso or oso? It says oso. Which of the two words before is lashon nekeva? Teva or mafteach? I'm not sure the Hebrew here. Teva. Uraim esnisin per kol hakelim. Delas shita teva migdo, the tolin, or before a shrub, which should they be in the kale? Anche shame says, Koshed le kamon kosach, Abel posach as shall eight or shall machus. Also the shabel of kia, Rabosai, seems to be a contradiction. Okay? What do you do with this? Old caution number 7 is Erevin. I asked you the Mordechai and Erevin too. He says, in Kate Taylor, she's screwed by Mafteh. Also the Shabbos for the Shabbos. Shem the Stira Chashuva, Shaykh HaShab, Raphila Bekele. Some Achlokas are Rishonim. That's the sheet of Tosfos in Erevin. We already pointed out there's a steer between Tosfos and Shabbos and Tosfos and Erevin. That we cannot help. That's a re, here's a re, and there's a re. Oh, yes, Loma. She's so Ochlin, the Ochlin, the Shabbos, Shemesh, Onik Shabbos, she mits for Shari, she in the Malach. Oh, special help to Nishun, eat a Shabbos to come here. The Kovac on Kosher. He brings the Raya from Erevin. He's talking about Ochlin. And still awesome. And in Erevin, the Marzakash of Shova, the Machovas, the Grovers, Mustaki. Why make a distinction between this food there and not food? Yes, Loma. As if there's nothing else to eat. Oh. Linira, the last line on page Chav Beis in my print. Hanshishe. If Shaloma, the Hocha Mar, but never am after, Abu Yochel, the Torah, the Sak and God of the Chayotu, the Choska. The Eno, Mechavin, Lishbar, Ateva, Atzmo. Vizem Mutter, Tavistira, Gurua. Behold, they call me Yishbar, also. Lashon Shvira, the derech b'nei adam u'likwas osa psicha shvira v'yachas sheposeach b'chosk v'sakad gol v'chayotze bo. What does that mean? You're just trying to get, you're not trying to break it, you're trying to open it. Avol ha'kamonu v'erevin marish ha'mechavim lishbar ha'teva atzma d'od ha'mechalek shom b'en stira kodol stira gemura ma'isi ho'ad ha'teva shiskura v'zeo shenoka shiskura d'lechor v'yuta. What's he saying over here? Stira Gemura is usur. You're trying to break the whole thing into smithereens. That's a problem of Stira Gemura. That is a serious problem, says the Anshe Shem. Okay? But if you're just trying to open up to get out the contents, not just a stira on both sides. But if you're going to break the box, or break the lock for that matter, your mom is breaking it. That's an issa stira on both sides. So therefore, let's go over here. In Siv Zayin, the Mechabes and the Beferish, the lock you can't break because it's been in the stira gemur. Still does not prove that in Siv Aleph, all you're doing is trying to access the figs in the barrel, no raya on both sides, that there isn't in fact an issa of stira. And Shulchan Aruch Siv Aleph never said so. So then, why is it also Bechav Shlema? Well, perhaps because we're going to come to make a nice hole. Oh. Let's take a little Mishnah Berurah. However, it doesn't agree with me. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Aleph for both from the very beginning. Shena Binyan Mamish. Abba Binyan Gomer of the Stira Gemur Shaya Gamba Caleb. That we know. That we know. Less than 40. So, which is a karka, not for now. So, Mishnah Berurah is beferish against me. It's beferish that the Isser over here is an Isser of stira. An Isser of stira. So, the question it becomes, is that really true what the Mishnah Berurah said? Does anyone disagree with him? Not completely clear. Once again, it's in Kotan Zion, Mishnah Berurah writes a second time. Also, the Shovra, Mitam, Stira. We have to be Alma, Kaimel, and the Sosra, and the Chayvel, and Shu, Amanas, Livnos, Dilavach, and the Kalkalu, but there are Bonamios, okay. Uvadbir, Hagra, Hiskin, La Poskin, the Svirlu, the Ain, Stira, Bekalim, Afiluk, Shosak, Shvira, Bekli, Shlema. Imlo, Kisha also so kli, Ayadea Shvira, does Chayava Kopon and the Chuliyam and Shemaka the Padish. Oh, that's my chat. That's Tosin Mesef the Shabbos. There's no way to steer a Shvira's Kalin, a Shvira's Chavis. You're breaking the lock in Siv Zayin. Yes, yes, that's Shvira Gemura. If you open the barrel, it's not. We just saw that in the Anche Shem, commenting on the Mordechai Rabosai. We have a fundamental dispute over here. What is the Isser over here in Siv Aleph? Is it an Isser of Stira, Mishnah Berurah, or is it an Isser of Shemi Asakli Akzera, Pirish Bir Agra? Bir Agra. Oh. Now, the reason we said there's no Isser Stira here is because we saw the Anshei Shev, you're not breaking it, he's trying to access the figs. But there's another reason why perhaps there's no Isser of Stira, something which we saw before, which we have to see again. Just to refresh our memories. This is the pseudo Ran, it's not the real Ran, I confess that, we don't know if Ishul wrote it. Nonetheless, some Rishon wrote it, that's for sure. So his comment on the Mishnah is very instructive. Shover Adam, Pirish, Bahavale Chavis, Kiklipe Egozim Verimonim. Whoa. We saw that over here, Abosak. In the Shulchan Aruch, we saw that. In Siv Ches. Look what it says. Chol Solo Shot Tvor Begrogros. You're allowed to cut it. Why? Kamosha Shovera goes in Moshkadim. Wow. You know, you begin to wonder who this so-called Ran was. Why do I ask that question? Because this phrase of Kamosha Shovera goes in Moshkadim, we know where it comes from the Kolbo. The Kolbo is, I believe, Mechatli Provanci, if I'm not mistaken. So it could be the exact same phrase found in the so-called Chidush Iran. Maybe it's not part of the world as well. You know, it's not just coincidence. But here is his soul. And Ramosh explains why this is so. We've been there before. Ramosh tells us it's considered to be secondary to the food within it. Let's see again Ramosh, because we want to see everything inside again for Chazara purposes. The Mishnah is a lengthy tshuva about these cans, very lengthy tshuva. I'm only going to read a very small part of it. Anaf Aleph, this is written, I think I told you before, we were here once before. Marcheshvin Tarzav. We're out of Marcheshvin, right now. We saw the first thing, we're still in Marcheshvin. Now we're in Kislev. He writes to his brother-in-law, and the Nechemya Kohen Shlita, Av Bezdin of what? What city was he? Where Toledo? In Spain? No, Toledo, Ohio. I kid you not. I met Rav Nechemya Kohen. His name was Rav Nechemya Katz. He was a Rav in Toledo. And the Rav Moshe writes him a letter in 1935 from his hometown, Luban, to Toledo, Ohio. Can you imagine that? The landmark tshuva was written to Toledo, Ohio. Somebody ever ask you, what's the significance of Toledo, Ohio in the world of halacha? This is it! Well, I don't know, but it's another significance. This is Anaf Aleph. We're going to skip all the way. There's a lack of time. I'm not Chalila B'chaz Kulil. Everything else is written in this tshuva. But we have a lot to see. Anaf Tes. In a table shall sprotten the cans. You know, in Yiddish they spell the Europeans would say cans, you know. They have an ayin. Cans. Shamini Ochlin. Yesh Bahabimem Hetim Itamach. In a bedin chol solo shall grow shall tomorrow. Matim Aftiya Bechotech. Shulchanaruch said, why? Shovera goes in Moshkevim. We just read it. Why? Pirish. Shachosolos niftlu latmara begrogos. The next book called Klipa Sapri. Primogodim explains. He has his reason. Let's take a look in the. It's a quote from Rashi. Says Primogodim is restricted in applying this lenience. Let's take a look, Rabbi Osai. It's probably coming from Rashi. Let's see if it's really there. And how much we should make out of this Rashi. Rav Moshe quotes from the Gemara on Kuf Mem Vav, Matim Afkiya Vecholtech. Okay, the Rashi says Chosolos. Kli shall kapas tamarin. It's made like from a wicker basket, as you make from your lulav, Rav Osai, right? You know, take those lulav, take each leaf apart, make a basket out of it. Ve'osim kimin salim, ve'nosim natochim tamarin roim liyis bashel. They're unripe. You put them in the basket to ripen. So the Prima Garden is a restrictive view of this dispensation, as we shall see momentarily. Quotes Rashi. Nimshav shenasa v'achal solos lo lebeis kibul k'shar kelim el legom v'shiril nechol v'chein achshavim k'sham v'pri, because they needed to ripen it. U'machmas tam z'huk shalo z'vkod yudal al grogros t'emein tzrichim v'zbashu v'kelim. So the question becomes, mela, you have these unripe grapes. No. What do you do with dried figs? They both said dried figs are obviously ripe. They're already dry. He got stuck. It's a different reason. Because it's like mustiki. You put them in the same breath. It's a very sharp shot, the Prima Garden's shot. Much is an alternate shot. But this is a landmark shot, which everyone's relying on this. Shachos solos tein kelim masuyin raklet tomorrow megrogos elu. They were made for these dates and these figs. Shachre shachochen osam zorkim akelim laashpa. It's a one-time use. Throw in the garbage afterwards. And mishamen osam laniach lam tomorrow megrogos achein. You know, refill them. Ol ishtamish tomorrow achein. Lachein einam b'shem kelim. Kevin Shasuyim Shishtamishimo Rak with Tomorrow Megrogos Elu, Ala Niftulu La Tomorrow Megrogos Shemahem. The next Shuko Klipa Segozin, that we rock him Moshe Osa, Klipa Lahem, Kevin Shayev and Rak Lahem, the Yosu Shtamishimahem, Umali Klipa Bide Shabayim, Shem made a clip on a walnut, Oshinasi Bide Yod, and they made a can. They know Gail on the Maze of Tom Shosum Kane, Kevin Shakoponim Nasa Klipak with Paris Elu. Who rock a klipa of an eno b'shem kli? How do you like that?
And don't take Rashi to be so limiting. I'm not going to that prat right now.
V.M.K. Rabbi Osai says, Rabbi Moshe, V.M.K. Yesh l'melech mizeh gam l'kol kli shenasek yagavna kemo sheyesh b'harbe kent v'teva shprotten shenasek nakelem rak b'shvil ochlem elu v'yachash ochlem osan zokas akent l'ashba v'koshken shemeskablen and real klal shtamash b'em old pam v'shtahat l'mishum da kent hem keklip al ochlem shemahem says Rabbi Moshe. Aber Tam hätte es auch rak, sie du als Bnei Medina zogen aus am Acha als auch in Ashba. Aber wenn ich mir Adam schon bestammen schon werden, ist es warm Acherim, dann kann hätte es. Okay, hört euch das an schon. Then we have got him, and we have gone over the rum is limited to something which is weekly or much August even if it's a strongly. I'm just going to skip this particular part of this to the bottom line. Where Moshe is saying, but the Moshe agrees with him, but disagrees with him. The bottom line is he's saying it's mutter to open cans to eat right then. Nimtza, Ladina, she'elo ha-cans, anaf yud, v'teva she'ashprotens, k'en tzuka v'chei agavna, shaman yochum, she'nimkorim chavilos kruchim v'sak shal niyam, she'naso rak v'shul elo ha-munochim sham, only for that food, k'en yudu ha-shach ha-shalokim yisham ha-ochlim, kruchim zogras v'mdei ha-medina ha-ashvot, יש להפת לחוליה ולשוב ולקור מטעם משולחן ערך שדום אל השוב וגוזם שקוצר בכל סולוס. That's what he says. If, however, you keep it for later on, this heter does not apply. This heter does not apply. Okay, that's what Moshe says. That's what he says. So what's the dintaka? It's a machlekes, he says. It's a machlekes. If you hold according to the Gra, it's mutter, because ein stira bekel. According to Tosin Shabbos, also with Rabbanon, may you make a kli. Mustiki. Kans ka'elu, avadis like mustiki. No one's gonna make a nice thing out of this. It's a piece of junk. You know, no one's gonna reuse it. You're not gonna sit in the patchka with it. If you hold the stira b'gmur bekelim, then it's aser. And therefore, you should aser it if it's gonna be reused. He's assuming like the Mishnah Brura Rabbi Osai. That the Mechaber asked the Geshtir B'Kalim. Called the Gra Lam Shat and the Mechaber, that he didn't answer it Mishum Stira, but only because of a Gzeh which would not apply to our kids. Called Zemi Dina. Abel Amais and the Hat, Kevin Shabnei Torah Muat and Babon Asen Rabbi. He's a Mashal Shabbos Kuflam Atest, not going there right now. You can look up yourself. So you should try to do it before Shabbos. If Sarah Godol, your guests, then you can either get a goy to do it, no goy, you can do it yourself. Okay? That's what he says. Ad kan Rabosha. Okay? This is a classic landmark tshuva, Rabosha. It's a landmark tshuva. He signs his name, Rabosha finds his name. So the Godol Ador, Rabosha, back in 1935, already gave the tshuva. This is the tshuva on this topic. I read all these small parts of it. I just want to share how Moshe is such an Adam Godel, and he applies his logic beyond the specifics of Hilchas Shabbos. It applies, we spoke a little about yesterday, to Tevilas Kalim. Watch this. You're there, Moshe the children, about Tevilas Kalim. Okay, the have to have tefillas kelim. This can ain't shirim tefillah. She wrote to achash in the stroke and hakli in the shtamish for the mashkin achera. Why? Hakli niftal mashkin. And Rav Moshe with his bekias and gan shas, but arrive all places. Meiser sheni. Pilei ploy. Meiser sheni. Meiser sheni. Can you believe it? He's giving the kankan a din of arshul behema. Only Rabbi Moshe can come up with these murderic bekiyas. Okay, v'nimtza shelo kona meha'akum kli klal, v'rak etzal yisrael nasa kli, shelek alzed din tefila.
That's what he says. And then he says, that's reason number one. Reason number one. Okay. Reason number two, the Mechaber and the Shin Yadal Sifches. Beyond the Rikos Rashi quotes himself, Hanav Tes, that what? It lost its din kli, it's considered to be secondary to the contents. That's only if it's made for that one thing. Okay? You're not gonna give it. This is maybe different if they have give you back a nickel to give it back, you know? If you want to borrow out the kankan, maybe recycling all kind of stuff. So according to the Malchus, Klipas that goes in, right? He doesn't consider it to be a kli. But Shabbos depends upon the lokeach, the whole story. Tefillah depends upon the mocher. Okay? That's what he says. Therefore, even in Ruslan, when they bought these things, they didn't require you to be told of them. But for the reasons which I just said, that's why I think it's okay. Adkan. So Rav Moshe says the same thing in Hilchos Tefillas Kelim as he said in Hilchos Shabbos. It's not called a klilo, it's bottled to its contents. Rabosai, it's bottled to its contents. Any questions so far? This is a very critical truth. Very critical truth. And this is the reason very much. It's interesting, the Chazon Ish says that, quotes the Gra, we paskin ein stira b'kelim, and the issue is Yael Neshema Yaseh Pesach. Can you get me the Megillas Sefer? Are you able to get me that? One of the, is it here yet?
I don't know.
Okay, if you got it, I'll throw it up, or you can get it. Just print that in. He argued with the Chazon Ish. I'm not going to show you the, it's the same time. It's not really fair to the Chazon Ish, right? We'll only show the one who argues with him. But the Chazon Ish won't mind. All of my MS, I'm sure he wants us to learn what he has to say, and to see whether maybe the critics are not correct. We'll see. Ah, what page? I think I might bring it. They were paid it so. What's the magic number you have to say?
Plus 30.
30 in this one? Can I get to remember it? Because I can't remember these things. Oh. This will be a good summary. He's a very nice summary, yes. But I don't have it. Is there a problem?
It's coming?
It
just takes time.
Takes time? Will be patient. His summary is three opinions. Rashi holds there's no opinion in Stira B'Kelim ever. Tosfos and the Rosh say there can be opinion in Stira Gemurah, so opinion Gomer. Oh, okay, let's read better to see inside. Back number is 30. Okay, let's see. Oops, 29, okay. Close. In the Binyan Mistir Bekelim, the three sheetness. I'm just going to look through quickly. Rashi is never, it's only Makom B'Patish. Tosfos says there's Binyan and Stira Gemura. Okay. Ay Chavis, Mustiki. Mustiki. And the Rashi and the Ran say Tosfos is correct. Only with respect to Binyan. But it comes to Chavis, no, Kli Gomer, not Mustaki. As the Ran says as well, and the Rambam says that way. But the Rishon didn't explain why is Binyan different than Stira. It's Binyan Gomer, not Stira Gemura. We know our Moshe's answer, we saw it already last week, that Ein Binyan Bekelin, the Ein Stira Big Kalim. But if it's Stira's Binyan Kalim from scratch, yeah. But that's what the Ran is going to hold. But Tosfos is going to say, no. The same way as his Binyan Kalim, which means you go from, how should we say, they say in America, okay, from 0 to 60, right? From nothing to a Kli. So too, if you go from a Kli to nothing, that's Stira Gemura. That's what we just saw a few minutes ago today. If
you take something, you smash the smithereens, you went from 60 to 0, you smashed it, that's Stira Gemura. If you just break it on top to get rid of to be able to access the dry figs, that's not a Stira Gemura. You see, it's a different sheepness. Fine. So the question is why? So the Chazon Ish says a new din, a new pshat, a new halacha. That is, if you're doing something to get out its context, right? Lo chal al zeh shem korea. It's not a shem soser. You're labeled as somebody who is simply accessing. Okay. Lidina, turshuk on arah pas like tursin the rush, only mustaki. The gra, paskins, like the rashbo and the ram, even shriya shlema, the korban asana. What's the besiosa saying? Why did they follow the riff in the rambam? Is against the rush. So we really gave an answer that's with the two different sheets of Rif and Rambam. Chazon Ish is against the Rashba. Why do you argue with Tosfos? Even though there's no Easter of Stira, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Gzeira. You may come to make a clear out of it. Ketiv as kis and Rabban and lo chol shen gzeira v'kumat shvirs chavos v'mikchav nachas tiz chayav chatos even according to Rabbanon. So it should be awesome. That's exactly what Tosfos says. So why does the Rashba argue with Tosfos? According to the Gros of Chazon Ish, he agrees with the Rashba and the Ran only with respect to what? Ein iser stira kishpishlema. Avladina gamu moda ladas Tosfos vashulchan aruch. Also the Shbar shlema mishumak zera, says he. Vir agrol o mashva kedivri Chazon Ish. Ayas taina. What about the zera? You saw this run yesterday on the screen. If you have bonon, kshem shiktim as kisem, eno el shvus, kaf gam shvus chavis, af mechav el asas kli, eno el isa doraisa, meyachash vozu derach shvira shloke darko, and there were kshem mechav el mutu lachat chila, so as the shulta giborim, perek chavis, and the korban is sanal, as we saw. And he doesn't like the whole Chazon Ish to begin with. He doesn't like it. Why? This is very critique. Lo vatsinu li echad meir rishonim, Shiyamin is a mission of a bus to give him a gzeru levada. What? That's what Ratos is saying. That's what Ratos is saying. He didn't find one reason to say it. What? That's what Ratos is saying. I'm a defender of the Chazon Ish. What does he want? What does he say? The Gantois for Rosh. Oh! Shekosu came. Shem Shehuk Shalem Adua Ein Isis Dira. What? Because you're Aksada the Reim as Suga the Beta. Avalan Ein Isis Dira. This is a chiddush on his part. He's claiming that Tos only said what they said over here because it was stuck with a kashuv and erevin, the word about an issur of stira, and they threw in as a raya the fact of the gzera of mustaki because otherwise it would be a shemiyasakli. But they don't really mean it. I don't know. That's so compelling. I took Tos at face value. That's what I'm a Chazon Ishtik a little bit. Okay. But now we come to the main point for today. Opening cans. So Rav Moshe was Mata, we saw. The Tehillah of David says, no, Stira. This is made from metals, tires, big stuff. Adkan, Tehillah of David. Rav Moshe says, no, it's not a clean, it's bottled in contents, etc. Watch this Chiddush Neura of Chazon Ish. Chazanish, the cotton yet out of Kosa. The A, she ain't lodon with sikhas hakupsos atumos. Look carefully, it starts from the very top of column 2. Bishop Stira. You know why? She ain't can Stira cloud. Why? Shapsicha tikun. Voyis the psychos of Bishop Takin is a kli. With the host of the Chuliyama, I am a Shon Sheher. He always loved to love the Chazanish. He's so, his own man, against the whole world. The teal of the David and the rest of the world are pilpling, or Moshe's pilpling, is an ease of stira when it comes to opening a can. The Chazanish, nah, no problem stira. Oh, so we can go home free? No! It's an ease of binyan! Isn't that amazing? The whole world's worried about stira, he's worried about binyan. Unbelievable. The rabbi maybe, to include him, Shlomo Zalman, in Shmir Shabbat Til Chosim. Shekavonas Chazanish, Sheguf otum, he called sad. Who wants to translate the word otum? Clothes. Cheder Atum. Ah, do you have that? You have any of those words of Cheder Atum? No, sealed room, right? What's it called?
Yeah,
in Eretz Yisrael, I think every house has to have a cheder atum. It goes back to the Gulf War, but what about the chemical weapons back 21 years ago? I thought it was almost 22. I thought it all goes back to the idea of cheder atum. Have you ever been in someone's house in Shabbos? When they all have a cheder atum? Right, it's a special door, and we mentioned Shabbos Yashiv, how to tape it, put it on the hot door. We don't know what a cheder atum is. I think it was even a book written about that war. From our sealed rooms, right? Let me see that book. No one knows any history. No one knows any history of Klal Yisrael. Both. I'm not talking about the Bayis Rishon. Talk about 1990, 1991. No, this is. You should know a little bit what's going on. Look, you ready, Len? I had some mishalachim in my house yesterday. They come every year. They weren't here last year. Why? Because of Sandy, I told them. It was Sandy. They know. You forgot what happened in Israel last year? Right after Sandy, they started a whole war. Was that when they were in Israel last year? They had to be in the Miklat this time of the year. They were giving us a hard time, our cousins. So, I mean, you know, you shouldn't forget the history of at least a year ago. You shouldn't forget in 1 year what happened. Am I right? That was right after Sandy. I remember when I was sitting in my shul with the crisis we face. We face the crisis of Sandy in New York. And in Eretz Yisrael, the Palestinian crisis, they're shooting with guns, with rockets. So I do remember there was, anyway. Back over here, Cheder Atum. That's where you got a sidetrack. Guf Atum, Mikol Tzad, Eino Kli Klal, V'lachein Ein Nidon, Lodna L'Psichos, V'Mishim Stiras Kli, V'chein V'chein Kli Adayin, U'lehepech, V'Psichos Oschal Olam Shein Kli, V'lachein Os L'Posko Shein Dei Psichos Olam Kli. If you have one, Zub, V'chazin Eshol Lidu Kulo, watch this now. I have a tuna can. So I want to open the can on top. Can't do it. It's a binyan. What do? I first make a hole in the bottom. Take the can opener somehow. It's a little hard. There's no ridge. Maybe take out those can openers. You know, it's be hard to do also. The bottom. Some of the cans today are almost the same on top and bottom, right? You take one of those cans, you can open it from the top, make a little hole in the bottom. Okay, make sure to put the plate underneath, all this stuff should come out and ruin your table. Okay, whatever part. And then you open it on top. Mut leftovos, ados ein lochus shvipsichos on the tikkun kli, meyachas v'klik from a kulkul, adei anetem. Gamashim sos v'rein b'zeh, kemash akuf sa tuma, v'nen a kli, ukebavur, kol zeh tells me quotes. Shashak, shmishav is l'chos v'perek tes, v'gimel, ta'orachof. He's being attacked from all sides. And he also quotes the Alphas and Charonios. So Machlokas and 80th per base, which they also quoted based on the base of an alf. It's considered a clear the Kabbalah's tumor. According to Ramam and the Ravid, Klicheresh and Metzavah, the Kimshan Shema, Tumim, and you open up later on. So then maybe there's a clear the Kabbalah tumor. And so the rocks is the base of the base, and the Rajba, we pass on Kachamim, the Kabbalah tumor. You see, Kliotim is called the clear Rabbosai, Emes Yeradarka. Gam Chazanishmo, the Michels Kalem, Gam Klichotim, Nechshav the clear. Ubefrat bekufsos hashimurim shem beemes mishamish of the shvaras tokla chas to shol. Everyone in the world misinterpreted the chazanish. I love this. This was Odom Gadol. When did he write the sefer? I have it in front of me. The whole sefer. The sefer was written Tov Shimon Aleph, the same year as the Cheder Atum, 1991. And the chazanish was obviously written a long time before. The chazanish was nifter almost 40 years before that. And everyone is assuming for 40 years at least that he meant a certain thing. He says, no! Ever got the Rebbe wrong? He never meant that. I think he's right. Otherwise, Chazanish is so shver. We are fans of the Chazanish. We don't want to say he's shver, we want to say he's right. But if you take it to the way it was understood, it doesn't sound right. I like his chat better.
Mashi tiyu b'mishnah d'shvoras achovis lahotzi menagrogris.
the shayach rak bekli sheyesh lo kvar pesach acher. It has an opening. You understand? Every barrel has its cover. Is it a better word than cover? I don't have a better word for it. A cover. Every barrel has its cover. Av sheyesh lo kli mugufa has an opening. You plugged into a plug, if you want to call it, into that opening. Mikomakom, eini mevatelas es pischo shel akli. Why not? Kevon sheinena mechuberes elo. Remember the Gemara Memches? Ze chibur, ze eino chibur. When you plug up the barrel with some kind of covering on top, you didn't make it into one big unit. Like you have, give you the best example we can have. You have a bottle with a cork on top of the bottle, right? You have the fancy wine, you have to put the cork, take it out, yeah? That's, so you have a bottle, the opening of the bottle, chas v'chalila, there's an opening when you put in a cork. So it's a big barrel, so it's not, I don't know, 1 inch diameter, it's 2 feet diameter, so it's a big cork. Magufa, I mean, it's a kind of a plug, it's not part of the barrel itself. Any of our tells is pisul shel kli came in mechuber zelo. After the shabbos is called kishmushi akli, there is also pesach. Lochein, this nut job wants to open it somewhere else. I don't know why. Shabalish bras achoves v'makom acher b'shul lahotzi es agrogris. Why he didn't want to open it from the top? I don't know. And liro says that can be tikkun akli. Alekim stiroso. For carrot, you make it worse, not better. Elohim came. Who be emes miskav on the takein pesach nosaf? He want to make some brand new opening. Shoz kavonoso machshiva es masav l'tikun. Avol below kavona chiyuvit, a positive kavona to make an opening. Lazeh masav nidonim kekilkul akli ustiraso. Everyone with me so far? Shalom of pilpuling. Is there needs to steer by the chavos or not? Ma she'ein ken beguf otto, she'ein lo shun pesach, rabosai. A can has no other opening. It's now just, why? Because zechibur! When they went to the factory, and they, what's the right word? Soldered? What's the right word? That they welded? I'm not sure what word to use. Attached? Attached is a generic word. When they put the top, that metal top, on the can, hey, that's, right, that's one piece. Am I correct? I think so. I mean, that's really, it's not really one piece, but it's so close, it's so tight. It's as if zechibur. It's like you have a garment, you have to punch a hole through. So this can, yes, it's true. I have no doubt that when they made the can originally in the can factory, they probably made first a round piece, then a bottom piece, and then a top piece, and they put like this. But once they started, after they put the tuna fish in, it's mamish one. It says the Helga Chazanish. Eilu shen Pesach, that's bottle that Pesach. Vare shechol psicho hi tikun avuro below stira. It made it better, not worse. But both it's a net gain or net loss. No, that's not a clear at all. It is a clear. Sherei eilu shen Pesach shetaka yuchal oti lakas fach shalom mitake lo kazeh Pesach. Uvazeh lo mo'el mashu miskavu l'shvira. The Al-Korcho was a Pesach. Can't help it. You want to break it. But the bottom line, you made an opening which wasn't there before. The Ein Lito Steyos Vaklik Shu Otum Mishamu as Tochno. It's preserving the freshness of the tuna fish. Vayadei Psychosa who maps the tuna zoo. Ah, on both sides. Once you open the tuna can, you no longer can preserve that. Rabosai, I'm asking you a question. You answer me straight. Can a tuna can last for a year? Yes or no? Avada. Avada lasts for a year. Lasts for a year. It's vacuum packed. It lasts for a year. Once you open it, can it last for a year? Tuna fish chas v'sholem. Throw it out. They have rotten fish. You get sick of eating. So now, what do you mean you have enhanced the can? It's true you've enhanced the can, but you've correspondingly diminished the can. Until now, it could have held the tuna for a year, maybe more. Now, it no longer has that attribute. Oh, so the hell we get a sefer. Umachliyeh, Gabba said, Yeshe shepsicha kestira sakli. No! Why not? The burr,
She'ein ha'kli over the osot le'orach yomim. You don't want to keep it there until Mashiach comes. Ve'ika yi'udo. Ooh, a modern word. I mean, not chumash, but yi'udo. Its goal, its destiny. Destiny. When the Rav wrote the word yi'ud, they translated it as destiny. What's the destiny of the fish, the tuna can? She'yiftuchu also v'yotziru es tofno. Oh, and they make a bracha of shakal di'ud v'dvarach. That's the real destiny of this tuna fish. Shakal di'ud v'dvarach, the bracha, that's, you know, famous story. The little apple fell down, and then the children's record wants to make a bar create on the apple. That's its whole destiny. Okay, Yehuda, the destiny of the tuna can, should make a shakal di'ud v'dvarach on it, not should leave it in the can. Okay? L'chein ein psichos and nechshevas astira, shari omer l'kach. Interesting chiddush, chazanish. Even though there is a loss, it's a net gain and a net loss. The gain is you access the tuna and there's now an opening which you can use it for, it was completely inaccessible. The loss is it's not going to stay fresh forever. But how should we say? Yotza have said over Sharo, because the ultimate goal of the tuna is to eat it, not to leave it in the can until the Mashiach comes. The Chaynira be'inyan michse habakbukim. Uh oh. Shemesirin also by the mafteach. Shema'akim also. Rabosai, I'm sorry to use this word. I apologize. I don't know where else these openings are used for cans, it's not as in. But they say it's found, forgive me if I'm saying the words. Beer bottles. When I was a kid, there was a song, 99 bottles of beer on the wall. And it says, so how come with that song? So, I'm against beer completely. Should never drink anything. Never. I'm against all drinking. I think it's dangerous, it's harmful, I'm against it all. Is there any other kind of a bottle?
They have some sort of bottles with that.
Oh, you have some?
Don't forget old ones.
Oldies! When I grew up, that was the only kind of bottle you had.
It's like a novelty.
Oh, that's a novelty? That's an antique.
In the store here they have
it. You have it here? Yeah. Okay, we're both saying buy it. Okay, if you're eating, you're better off with water. But if you're drinking, if you're drinking soda, buy the novelty, it's the same thing. You have to have a... It was called like an opener, a bottle opener. You still have that? Somebody used to have a knife, and used to have little things on their knives, and they had a little, you know, and one of the things that came out was to open up the Coke. Oh, that's how we grew up, before the twist, or the fire, or anything. That's how we grew up. And the Chazish is bothered by that. What about opening on Shabbos? Shemesirin osam ayde mafteach. Use the word mafteach, it's a funny word. A key. Shema'akim osam. And the Chazanish is wondering, Madua ain't Mazemishim Stiras Kli. Shere Shuv ain't Imruyan and Tashmisha. Why is it Stira? Venira, the Yos fame Omdim Bakach, the Zoe Dera Tashmisha, ain't the Nechon of Stiras Kli, and maybe that's what the Chazanish meant. And what's incredible is, and this is the Kashmir Shlomo Zalman Esen Chashlomo, why isn't the Chazanish worried about Binyan Kli? When you open up that Coke bottle of the 50s, now coming back, bring a comeback. Minchas Shlomo, yes, that cash. Yeah, yes, that cash. Yes, the cash. Why? He's assuming that Kol's man that bottle cap is stuck on the Coke bottle. It's of no use. Now that you bend it, they open it up, so then it has use. You can drink the whole thing up now, and if you really want, you can, poof, once it's bent. Also, who's ever bought one of those Coke bottles like this? Ever buy it? You always finish the whole Coke bottle in one shot?
I think so.
Probably. It's not so big. So you got to have a half a Coke, and you want to just cover it, put it in the fridge. What can you do? Once you have that bent thing, what can you do? Slam it on. We'll keep the fizz in. Probably not. A little flat Coke, bosses. A little flat. What happens an hour later? It won't be totally flat, you know? So that's Rav Shlomo Zalman's kasha. You should always eat some shabbona. You look it up. You'll see it. And if you want to look up, I don't go into it now. If you're over Shabbos, you look at Minchas Shlomo, Simen Tzadi Aleph, Os Yud Beit. This is the very last Simen, all the collected little letters that he wrote to different people. Okay? This is one of them. Okay, but not for right now. Oh. So he says he wires a piece of steer over there. And maybe the answer is that it's meant for that purpose. It's hard to read the Chazanish that way, but that's what he suggests. Okay, Rabosa.
Shlomo Zalman says you can open the can. You know why? How, why? If you're throwing it to the garbage. You understand the Chazon Ish to mean only if it wasn't a kli at all. And he said many kashas against that. That it really is a kli. It is a kli. According to us, the Chazon Ish agrees it's a kli. He still considers it not sosa, but rather bona, because it's afterwards, it's a net gain. It's a net gain, Rabbi Osai. That's what he's fundamentally saying. It's a net gain. Now, I read to you a lashon of the Meiri, that the Meiri said, in the case of the chavis, it's nasa chavis kli, because it was stuma, even with the only stuma the magufa. Right. So what's the issue, Rabbi Osai? Even in a case, listen carefully, please. Even in a case where you plug the barrel with a plug, not you seal the can with a seal in the factory. Even there, the Meiri was concerned that it's if you're making it clean. He said, kin, with a kaf adinyan. Because once it's sealed, he didn't say, the Meiri mean that when the chavis is not a kabel tumah, chas v'shalom. He just meant it's a net gain. Open from a sealed barrel to an open barrel, the net gain. It's ke'ilo sekli. Even in that case, chazish, we don't, that's wrong, we don't pass it that way. Because there it's just plugged up with a plug. But in a sealed can, otum, then we would accept our logic of the Meiri. Chazish should hold for viewers in general, but that's not a different story. The Nukes and Kisfiyadi didn't go for too much. But in any event, here it applies the svara, at least to a closed can. And what's the nature of the Yisr, Rabbi Osai? The Yisr is, you're making a non-kli into a kli. Well, the feed our kainu, Rabbi Osai, says the Hele Gemini Gila Sefer. Lo yol gamim ni yinakev v'tzir ha-sheni shal ha-kufsa. To be open zeh, gish tashem v'shem soser. Why? To kuli alim modim sheish zeh Torah, kli gam yos otim. The ancient, right? Because why is it a sosa? Why? Because you're taking the food out. If you're making a gratuitous hole on the bottom, there's at least a sosa. The ain't shum takonat tovas a kufsa. Why? Im yiftach rak b'tzad echad esh b'zef eshum bonim. Im yinakev gam b'tzid v'ashen esh b'zef eshum sosa. Maybe we can be maker like an omen shum v'kalkal as a kli to destroy the entire kli in one shot. Because rov yishon hole, there's no use of stira, even a kli sholi. And the grub possibly. And the Korban Asano with one tzirif. I have a tzirif. Shlem is out. If you throw it out into the garbage, it's mustiki. And there's no, not considered to be a kli, as we'll see later on. Not so sure it's true. Because when the Rishonim say it's mutas tzirif kli, ksha osek ima okha lo tzio. As we saw before from Chazon Ish. Kancho is a nekat b'tzad ha-sheni shalash kli gratuitously. If it pulls the way, no osek bo tzoas okha. Ela b'stira sa kli. Where is it? Hakulazen shem heter. How can it be matirit? B'ofen shiyoch yuchal la'aros es kol ha'kli b'vasachas. Tarzan. Popeye. How can you destroy an entire tuna in one shot? Throw it against the wall. What are you going to do? I see no way to destroy a tuna can in one shot. Let's take a saw and saw through the middle. Okay. A pretty tough saw to saw through a metal kli. I don't think it do to it. I don't know. Avalok shall also pull in the fredas and nagamas that's kli b'tzad ha'achem. V'kakak posim b'shal sheni. I think he's right. I think the Megillah Sefer, Rabbi Osai, is correct. I think he is correct. Now watch this. Something is a fascinating thing over here in a footnote. Footnote 7. Shlomo Zalman thought of this svara in Ha'ara Mem Beis, Brachos it's Mem Hei, a kufsal shimurim habos michutz laretz shein tzorech la'tvila. Oh, back to our Moshe, back to Tvila's Kalim. You buy a tuna can and you don't have to be terrible it. You can put candies in it. Afim bolish tamash shimish kavua. Why?
The af im nach shivo likli gam kshu sasum yikomakom hoyav sharos nishtamesh bikli lachnis lehotzi zenasei daya yehudi. So the kli was made by a Jew. For the chay nefshim kli should know the name of the Yehudi is not to be this kelim. Frek Rav Eisenthal, the Gila Sefer, against Rav Shlomo Zalman, Ule fizeh lo lahach mil lesa psichosin b'shabbos, vein amu v'madu Hashem b'or yud, dat l'okul b'zeh. That's the stira that he has, he claims he has a stira in Rav Shlomo Zalman. That's his kash. I don't know. We could have said it to Rav Shlomo Zalman. There's no Easter of Tikkun Kli unless it's broken. What's the expression in America? If it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? So nothing's broke over here. Nothing is, what's broke? What's broke? That's what I thought, frankly. However, I found something which gave me great pause, which is a serious problem. It seems that Rav Shlomo Zalman holds, that's what's quoted in a footnote in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. I'm not sure we'll be able to find it quickly enough, but we'll at least try. What's the magic number here, 90?
Yeah.
Okay. I prefer to find it in hard to print. If I'd like to show you this, because this is a very important chiddush of Rav Shlomo Zalman, which I think it's very, very far-reaching, and not so simple. Shlomo Zalman is discussing the question of the Gemara Masechta Beitza, Daflam Gimel Amud Beis. Of Kotem Kisim Lachtos Moshina. You're not permitted to shape it in order to be able to use it as a toothpick. And the question is, how far do we go with that issue? So if you have what we call a block of wood, it's a plain block of wood, it's nothing. And now you want to use it as a toothpick, that's going to be awesome. Okay? Hold on a second. Somewhere. It's in El, what I'm looking for, I believe, is in El Ora Yud. Let me tell you what Shlomo Zalman says. I'm sorry, I'd like to show it to you inside. I'll give you an assignment of the Shabbos to find it. The whole Perek test, let's read over Shabbos. The entire Perek. The whole Perek is all about these things that happen every single day, every single Shabbos. We have these Shabbos. So I just don't remember where it is. I leave it somewhere in here. We make the following comment. Not only is it prohibited to take a block of wood and make it into a toothpick. Do you have a saying called a Shulchan Shlomo? Do you think we can get that?
No, I think so.
Shlomo Zalman, you know what happened? They write an introduction, Shlomo Zalman would be aghast if they wrote such a saying. They took all of his psalkim and they put on the Shulchan Aruch, as if he's a Mishnah Berurah kind of thing. He was a Shulchan Aruch, he would never want to do it. But they did it anyway. I have it in my house, I think it's 3 volumes. And the Shulchan Shlomo, and Hilchos Shabbos, has he assault along these lines?
Is it any of these? Or?
Oh.
No?
They don't have it.
Okay.
They don't have it?
Okay.
They don't have it? They don't have it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm sorry I can't show it to you. You look it up, if you have that safer, it's a Shin Yudal, and I was Simon, Simkot the Tess Os Dalit. Rav Shlomo Zalman says like this, I have a toothpick, and that's okay if we're over here. And I want to get it deeper to my teeth, deep, 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 and to chisel it further. Okay, what he calls the Chorah Musdokim. But the Zalman says that's Osir. Osir? Vaday Osir. Why? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's not broke. It's a perfectly toothpick. You buy the toothpick at the store, pay money for it. You want to get into that tiny hole to shape it more? Why should that be Osir? But Rabbo say, even if that's Osir, we could argue. There, Rabbo say, you gain and don't lose. Because if the toothpick becomes thinner, you can still use it for the big hole between your teeth. You haven't lost that function. But over here, Rabbo say, you've gained a function of being able to access the food, but you've lost the function of being able to maintain its freshness for a long period of time. All you're doing, Rabbi Osai, is changing from one usage to another. That's a possible answer to the question of the... How do I get back to it? This is question number 7. You gain something, you lose something. So you gain something, you lose something. That's not the same as even making a toothpick thinner. Then you gain something and lose nothing. Even that to me is a chiddush nifla. I don't know what the mark of that is even. It ain't broke. But here's even a little bit better. And now, Rabbi Osai, we come to the last point. I want to talk about the parasha a little bit, but the last point. Chazanish asks it, Rakim ishtamshim bohem la'acha psichosim shalahem. Yesh chashivas kli. Avon kshepolstim osom, merikim miyad es kol tochlem ezokom osom la'ashpa, mutu leftoch osom. Shenem bechashivas kli. Uvpsichosim eino betaka pesach kli. Okay. That's the simple pshat of Chazanish, only if it's reused. But there is a line here, it's going to be a very, very critical line on both sides. And I want to discuss it at Barichus next week. What he meant. V'chazanish mavur shalav davtem chozun u'mishtamishim behem shimush sheni achar utzos tochen. Elagamim ein motzien es kol ha-tochen. V'vasachas gamzeh no sein l'kufsa chashivas kli v'yos l'posa. Whoa, that's a killer. That is a killer, Rav Osai. Because all of our tuna cans, which was now, when I was growing up, thank God I'm still able to tell the tale. We took a tuna can, we opened it up, took out half, and left it, put it back on the other half in the refrigerator. Now they scream, mercury. I'll ask you a child. Hands up. Who will have a half a tuna can and put the other half back in their fridge? Raise your hand. Oh, Shalom Psoam Hashem, Baruch Hashem. But they tell you not to take it out, put it into a Tupperware, okay. Who would take out, if you only have a half, who would take it out and put it to Tupperware right away and throw the cans in it? Raise your hand. Who does that? Most of them are not voting at all. It's after election day. No one wants to vote. Okay. So that's very relevant, because if most people will take it and throw it out immediately, as they do nowadays because of they're afraid of a mercury, I don't know what they're afraid about, so then the chazan should be mowed the choladeya said it's good. If, however, you leave the contents in until you finish it, and then you throw it out, then it's the shy what he meant. Does anybody keep tuna cans for other uses that the chazan speaks about? Put your soap in it? Put your nails in it? Anybody ever use it in his life for that? Things have changed since the 19... whenever he wrote it, 30s, 40s, I don't know when he wrote the tshuva. That's similar. The old days, they kept it.
Yeah, they kept it.
You still remember that? The grandparents are still keeping it, see? They're from the Chazanish generation. They kept the cans. Can. That's, he's talking about that. Very good. Now, he wants to suggest over here, like this. Maybe Pesach Shein Oso L'Hachach L'Hotzi is not a Pesach. So to a Kli, Shein Mishamash L'Hachach L'Hotzi is not a Kli. He wants to say a Chiddush Nifla. If you're only going to use it to get that tuna fish out, but never going to be refilled anything else, it's mutter, based on the sisod of lahakas lahotzi. That's his, what he says. But based on what we said a few days ago, remember the steer in the Rambam? And what was the answer we gave? Is there another Pesach or not? We said if there's no other Pesach, it's an Yisra bone, even if it's not Aksa Lahotzi. So I don't agree with what he's saying over here. It's not Lahakas Lahotzi, because that doesn't help. Based on what we said earlier, in this kind of a situation. However, Rabbi Osai, it's not at all clear that the Chazanish ever meant to Asidus. Now, of course, how do you read his mind? How do you read the mind of the Chazanish? Okay, I read such a great mind. But there is a discussion over here in the Sefer Binyan Shabbos as to whether the Chazanish meant to say that or didn't mean to say that. Take a look. There's a whole chapter here on opening and closing. Hold on. This page. Okay. What's the magic number for this taper? Who remembers?
40?
40. Okay, so let's go. Let's try page. My last thoughts for today. I was a parish a little bit after this, you know. He has a discussion here where he rereads the Chazanish that he never meant to say what the whole world thinks he meant to say. And I happen to think he's right. But I can't find it for you. Found it. It's right here, this page, right in front of my notes. He tries to prove from the Chazanish in many places. Yeah. This is called what's Kupish mean. You know what Kupish means? Kufsat Shimurim. Because it was in his time, he was showing us a Kufsa nearby Masmerim. As he says, Boris, soap, or Masmerim. Because they didn't have nylon or plastic in those days. It was Manenu Mutter. Who says so? Many Gedol. But then Ma'ayr Mazet, because the Chazanish is another line. Shemachliv guf otum l'tzuras kli b'chol shvira sh'osa choshev nekev yafet. Can you throw it out? He says no. Yes, sir.
What if somebody uses the can for a separate purpose during the same meal, like as a cup or whatever?
I don't know. I never heard such a thing.
Because
maybe
you're
in the army.
All the time. Yeah.
In the army. Here's in the army. They use the tuna can as the cup right then and there. That's a problem. It's Angel Taina. No, it doesn't mean that. And Azriel Auerbach agreed with him. Kama Mekoymus, he says. Mustri is not called Bonet. Monetvira. Monetvira means, it's an expression of Baba Kama. Monetvira Tava. A clear stone from the roof, you're learning Baba Kama. It's about to fall and you smash with a baseball bat. Where are you, Potter? Monetvira, I broke a broken clee. Why it's not broken? It's about to be broken. Hold on. Many rights. Oh, the problem is, he has one extra line. V'zimnim de'eino ochel kol adogim hashta v'nichalei b'shimusha. This is the killer line. Yeshei v'inu, he quotes the source, shekavonet chadnish l'chadish b'zeh, de'hash'oras ha'machal b'kufso l'ichsun, ha'reze nasa nefshav l'os ha'kufso l'kli, ha'va b'she'en ha'shom ha'chakachas ha'kufso l'niach b'masmerim, etzim ichsun ha'kufso nefshav siyas kli. Oh, it's disaster. Even bismanenu, if you, well, I don't know if it's made of instance, the mercury scare, but before that, when you leave the half a can and people are still doing it, Shomim Soyim, leaving the half a tuna in the can, it's going to be a problem. Or not tuna, he gives other examples. Olives, cucumbers, the common cans. Yeah. So it's going to be SES, believe. That's what some say. Lanias Dieti, this is critical. Eizu kavonas chazanish klav. Because he asked the kasha, Rabbi Osai, why is there an Easter of Pesach? What did he answer? Hay nekev eina shvira derech kilkul b'shul lehotzi mashe besocha achshav ele ritzono b'nekev shiskayim lehotzi ayayin derech sham b'chol eis. What do you mean b'chol eis? Forever. Refills, lerokin, the malas batamid, refills. Here there's no refill. There's no refill, it's not a Pesach. Right, only the fairish. The hachnas lahotzi tikkun kavua beguf achavis. You're just going to empty it out. It's not a problem. Oh, so the question is, what do you explain? How do you explain that language? Ever before? Right. How do you explain that language? It's not a malach at all. Who cares if you empty it in 1 second or liat liat? Aye, so what in the world does that language mean? V'zimnin de'eino ochel kol adogim v'hashta v'nichle b'shimusha. Look at the answers. The bekufsa shiragilim the shtamish bolaniach masmerim v'dina kechli gomor like a grandparents used b'chai gavno kvar mitchilas hashimush bekufsa choshet kosa pesach, not because I'm going to use it later on next week for nails and soap, this second v'lachen afilu kshadai lo iniach masmerim bekufsa mikomakom kevin shemashir es adogim bekufsa. So right now, as he says, that's only what he's talking about previously. When you're putting in nails, you're throwing it out, it's a mona tvira, it's not a Pesach, and it's mutter even according to the Chazanish, even if you're updating that little by little. I think he's 100% right. I hope he's right. If he's not right, we're in trouble according to the Chazanish. We'll stop here. With the parsha, but this is a very important point which goes against the Megillah Sefer and many others. But I think he's right. I hope he's right. Okay? Talk about the parsha of Shavua. Is there a Balkari in the room? It's a hard parsha lane. Why is it so hard to lane? You want to know why? It's one paragraph. Anyone have a Chumash in the room? No kind of against the Torah of Sadi? Okay. Have a chumash here. Just to show you. Parshas Vayetze. You know, the prophet that we have, we were written by the Goyim. Are you aware of that? These chapters are not from the holy source. You can't change them anymore now because it's just too late. All the prophet printed like the way. Korin tried to change it, but it didn't work. You can't. Every reference in every book and millions of books, you can't do it anymore. The Goyim have their way. And the Prakim are based on the way they divided up the Bible in the Greek version or the Latin version, whichever it is. Okay, so Parshas Vayetze, I don't know which we will land on Shabbos, it actually begins in the middle of a so-called Perek Chof Ches Pasuk Yud, and it ends in Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Gimel. A lot of Prakim. It's one run-on paragraph. No Parsha Psucha, no Parsha Suman. You ever get an aliyah? A Psucha is the next line, and then the Suma is within, none of the same line. None. One paragraph. Rabosai, forgive the expression. But if you would write a paragraph that long, you'd probably get a minus something in your English writing class. How many Psukim is it? How many Psukim is it in the Parsha of Vayetze? Let's get a Psukim over here. I think it's 146, if I'm not mistaken. That's a lot, it's a long 146 sentence in one paragraph. Even if I was grading you, I'd give you a minus something for that. No matter how nicely the words fit in. The question becomes, why? Why? So Rashi really gives the answer. End of the parsha. It's V'yakov holach l'darko v'yivko malachi elokim. It's Rashi, malachim shaleretz yisroel bo l'kroso l'avoso l'oretz. The angels from Eretz Yisroel came back to greet him back to Eretz Yisroel. And where were they until now? So you all know, hinei malachi elokim olim v'yordim bo. Rashi says in the third pasuk, malachim shalivu b'oretz en yosu l'chutzaretz. And malachi chutzaretz came to escort him. What is are these two Rashi's telling us? Parsha Vayetze Rabo says the Parsha of Golos. It starts when Yaakov leaves Eretz Yisrael and ends up coming back to Eretz Yisrael. My Rebbe Zichrono Levracha would sometimes say that this is a so good of the Jewish history. We've had many vicissitudes since Churban Bayis Sheni. Many, 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 many. We were kicked out of Spain and kicked out of, we were killed in Ashkenazi Europe. We were thrown out of, we had the Cossacks killed us in the 17th century, and there were crusaders in the 11th century, 12th. A lot of terrible things happened to us all over the world. But all of those difficulties is one long parsha. Because we left Eretz Yisrael, we hadn't come back. We come back to Eretz Yisrael, it's the beginning of a new parsha. This is to emphasize more of Rabosai, the centrality of Eretz Yisrael in our lives. Many of our ancestors never set foot in Eretz Yisrael. I mentioned this earlier this week, my grandfather, Zichrono Levracha, was a unique schus that he had to set foot in Eretz Yisrael. Because before him, for generations, no one did. But even so, we daven towards Eretz Yisrael. Every day we pray for the Migdash to be returned to us, to go back. Kapteinu Yachad Yavakav Hazoretz, Eretz Yisrael. We may never lose sight of this centrality. That's the lesson of Parsha Vayetze. You can do all kinds of things, Yaakov, you had. You're not even breaking the paragraph. It's one long paragraph. Masi of a similar bottom, Ramban says. But Yaakov Vina went through and goes, oy gewalt. It's a terrible, terrible problem that we face, based on what Yaakov Vina faced. All kinds of people trying to kill him, people trying to co-opt him, everyone's trying in different ways to get him. And they're trying to get us too. This is a very, very big yisod in our lives. Thank God, I think everyone in this room has been in Eretz Yisrael, has learned in Eretz Yisrael, so you have a much greater appreciation of what it means than it was as recently as, we'll say, 60 years ago, when the Chazon Ish was nifted. We just talked about this change between then and now in terms of how to use cans. It was nifted in 1953. Not many people who lived in Golos found their way into Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't that way. It's even though the state of Israel was 5 years old, 60 years ago, the people who lived here, they lived here. They had a shaykhus, of course. They supported the state, and they gave money. Maybe there's even a greater shaykhus than politically and financially and existentially. Everyone was dreaming of a Jewish homeland for so many years. Today, every teenager's been there already. It's a good thing. And many want to go back. And I certainly not here to discourage that. Chas v'sholom. But my message is for those who are presently in this country, in America, my message to you is, don't think that if you live 120 years in America, that America is the center of Jewish life. The center of Jewish life, by definition, is in Eretz Yisrael. Alachas kama v'kama, nowadays, when fundamentally, from every perspective, the political perspective, the security perspective, the Torah perspective, Eretz Yisrael is the central focal point of Klal Yisrael. It may come soon, that I calculate, that Eretz Yisrael may actually have more Jews than Chutzlars. It hasn't happened yet. The demographers are fighting over this, and the big question is, how do you count? Well, the Russians who came, are they Jewish or not Jewish?
the Americans who are vanishing, are they Jewish or not Jewish? We don't hold from half Jewish. We believe matrimonial descent. But it may happen soon. But even if it doesn't, if it hasn't, we have to look at Eretz Yisrael as a focal point. I don't want to get involved in the political aspect thereof. You know, you like the state, you like the government. Forget about all that. It's not relevant to our discussion. I'm not making any opinions or making any statements about my views on these matters. I don't think we have to make statements about these things. There was a big fight in the Aguda. Should they be for the state or against the state? It went on for decades. And Reuven Grozovsky, who was a major leader of the Aguda here in Eretz Yisrael, in America, said, "What are you fighting about?" He paraphrased a Medrash Chazal. The Machlokes and Shemayim, should man be created? Emes said no, and Shalom said yes, Chesed. And Chesed said yes, and Din said no. And what does it say in the Medrash? For Nasa Adam! Nasa is made already! That's what Reuven said. For Nasa, the state of Israel was established. What are you fighting about? Done. Made. Finished. Now how do you deal with it? Same thing. It's irrelevant. It's totally irrelevant. It's there. And the political difficulties there, and the unfortunate disputes, even within the Torah world, with what they call today the Haredi world, which are very unfortunate. I'm not going in there right now. Safe to say, as I mentioned maybe to some people before, just be quiet. I read a nice piece in Mishpacha. When great rabbis fight, just be quiet. Don't get involved between them. There's a history of there's a fight between Rabbi Yaakov Emden and Rabbi Yonis and Abishitz in the 18th century, and those who got involved were punished terribly. Just don't get involved. It's sad. Stay on the sidelines. It's not our job to stick our heads between Gedolim. And there are those, many who don't hold to either of those two camps. They have a more modern and moderate view, or maybe called more Zionistic view. No need to stick head there either. Pro-Zionist, anti-Zionist, how you define these terms, forget about it. Eretz Yisrael, as we know it, is a central and focal point. Those who want to live in Eretz Yisrael don't need my bracha, but it's bracha is a bracha for those who live in Eretz Yisrael. Go in if you decide to do so with open eyes. It says it more brachas. Ein Eretz Yisrael Niknis Ela Yedei Yisurim. If you want the comforts of Chutzlaretz in Eretz Yisrael, you may be disappointed. Okay? So, Mesiras Nefesh. Every generation has its own frontier. You know, in the Wild West, there's a new frontier, you know? So, for instance, people my children's age, many of them have new frontiers in Eretz Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, many of my children live in Eretz Yisrael. And they have the difficulties. I'm not saying no, but they all say, Tov Haaretz, Mod Mod, it's good to be in Eretz Yisrael, despite the difficulty. We're not denying it. To be in denial is absurd. It's fooling people. There are issues. Chazal to promise there's going to be issues. But it's a kinyan. Torah Rabbo says, also Nikbe Yisurim. You want Torah, if you don't sweat it at a Gemara Rashi Tarsus, you won't get anywhere. It's also absurd. I have to put in time and effort. But even if you, for example, for whatever reason, decide to pursue a career in America, but you can't do that career in Eretz Yisrael, and I'm not here to criticize you, chas v'shalom. We love all Jews. But what must be kept in mind is the centrality of Eretz Yisrael. If you have in mind to live in America, and you should be mispalel, Rabbo Sai, that America should continue to be a safe haven for Jews. Post-election day, we should be mispalel more immediately than New York City, you know, a safe haven for all of its citizens, we hope. As the Farish and Pasuk, it should be bestowed with Brusha Bishlom Shalir, Shah Bishlovi the Khashalam, Pasuk Yermio. We had 20 years of law and order mayors, Fatishko, Tair, Esrim Shana. We have to be bestowed, that will continue. This is a non-political thing. I didn't say anything before the election, I didn't say a word. The same we should be bestowed, that we should continue to have, you know, it should be pretty secure as it's been here. You're too young to remember what was before. I want to go there. We have to have a lot of tefillahs. But wherever we happen to be, our eyes should be there at Eretz Yisrael.
That's the focal point. That's the lesson of Vayetze Yaakov. It's one long paragraph. The time of these Eretz Yisrael, the Malachim, comes back with the Malachim. We should all be zoha to go back with all of Klal Yisrael and every minute of it. Sunday, I'm not sure when Shia is going to be. Dov will let me know, because I'm at the early Shia.